everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk about a special event happening this Sunday in Detroit, as the Ontario Hockey League has its own way to say goodbye to a longtime National Hockey League venue that served the Ontario Hockey League previously as well. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Boris Kachuk of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. He scored 4 goals and 2 assists for 6 points in 3 games last week. Kachuk, the 18-year-old from Waterloo, was selected in the 2016 National Hockey League entry draft by the Tampa Bay Lightning and was a part of Team OHL at the recent CIBC Canada-Russia series. That, of course, was a special event in the Ontario Hockey League, and another one coming up this Sunday as the OHL says farewell to the Joe Louis Arena, as the Windsor Spitfires will take on the Saginaw Spirit, but so many other things happening around the event as well. And with a rundown, we joined the president of the Saginaw Spirit, Craig Goslin.
Well, Terry, the OHL gets our chance to say farewell to Joe Louis Arena. As hockey fans know, the Joe Louis Arena is coming down to the wrecking ball here at the end of this Red Wing season, and they're going to be moving into the Little Caesars Arena. And the OHL had quite a history in the facility in the early 90s with the Junior Red Wings, and certainly we're going to be highlighting some of those things and also having the Stanley Cup on display. And then, of course, the Windsor Spitfires are playing the Saginaw Spirit at 4 o'clock at Joe Louis Arena this Sunday. So it's a big event, and it's a can't-miss event for the folks that are close enough to come to the game. And we're looking forward to hosting a very, very special day at Joe Louis Arena this Sunday.
And you mentioned a day. It's not just the Spitfires and the Spirit hooking up in a rivalry game, of course, being in the West Division and so close to each other. But at the same time, there are other events happening as well.
We really are. It's a full day of events. Starting at 11:30 a.m., we have the Minor Major Showcase with the Mississauga Rebels U-16 and the Bell Tire U-16s. And your ticket gets you into the whole thing. It's a $22 ticket U.S. And I'm being told that the Mississauga Rebels and the Bell Tire team, there's a number of OHL eligible players there that are going to be drafted into the OHL coming up. So I invite the fans to come out for that at 11:30. We also have the Stanley Cup going on display at 2 o'clock. And also with the Memorial Cup, and there's going to be photo opportunities, all free for the fans, by the way. And then, of course, then the Spitfires and the Spirit are going to be dropping the puck at 4 o'clock. And we also have the world-famous Superstars there, who are these big inflatable mascots, Terry, that are going to be running around the arena and on the ice for intermission. So it's a full day of fun activities, both on and off the ice for the fans. And I'm really glad to come on out and enjoy a great day of hockey at Joe Louis Arena.
I was looking at the list, and it looks like as part of the festivities, some people who came through that organization, of course, the Junior Red Wings, which eventually became the Plymouth Whalers, but I understand that people who have come through there will be on hand as well.
Yeah, we're going to have Mike Maroney is going to be there, Greg Stefan, Dan Pawalczyk, Mike Vellucci is planning on being there. They all played made a major part of an impact of the OHL in the Detroit area. If they didn't play for the Junior Red Wings, they made a major impact on the OHL in Michigan and in Detroit. We're going to kind of highlight that. We're also going to highlight a number of the NHL players that were part of the OHL that played for the Red Wings, that called Joe Louis Arena their home. Chris Draper and Kurt Malpe and amongst many others, Steve Yzerman. And certainly we're going to do a little honorandum also to Scotty Bowman, who, of course, got his start in Peterborough and won so many Stanley Cups. We're going to also do an honorandum to Coach Bowman there as well. So it's going to be a fun day and very family affordable, and we're hoping the fans come out in big numbers.
Of course, it goes back to the early 90s when the OHL first moved into Michigan, and I would think, the Saginaw Spirit and the Flint Firebirds are probably not possible if it wasn't for that first foray into Michigan and playing at Joe Louis Arena.
Oh, there's no question about that. That was the initial thrust of the league into, outside the U.S., outside of Canada, into the U.S., and that did open the door for our teams to come in and have the success that we're having in our two communities, for sure.
For people who are listening in and want to get a chance to make the trek, whether it's from Windsor, whether it's from, of course, Saginaw, Flint area, or even, a little farther up the highway, maybe want to make the trip down the 401, how do they get set to get themselves into Joe Louis Arena on Sunday?
What they can do, they can, if you're in Windsor area, you can go to the right to the crease at the WFCU Center, and that's open. They have the tickets there. They also have them at the box office, right, the Joe Louis Arena box office. And also you can call them and we put them at will call for you. You can call the number 989-497-7747. That's 989 497-7747. Give us a credit card, and we can leave the tickets at will call for you. They're $22 U.S., $29 Canadian, and that's for the entire day of activities. Stanley Cup's going to be there. Great OHL hockey action on the ice, so it'll be a fun day, and we invite you to come out and join us.
I guess, finally, a chance for people, too, at a pretty inexpensive price, to go check out an NHL arena for the last time.
Well, it is, and that's the thing, the historic nature of the Joe Louis Arena. There's so many great things that have happened. There's so many great OHL players have come through that building. That called Joe Louis in the home, and that's really one of the elements we're also going to highlight in a big time way during this game, and the list is long, and I'd be remiss if I started calling off the names because there's so many of them. But the OHL has made a major impact on that building, not just with the Junior Red Wings, but also with the players that played in the OHL that played for the Red Wings and won Stanley Cups with the Red Wings.
That was Saginaw Spirit President and Managing Partner Craig Goslin on this Sunday's Farewell to the Joe event at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the London Knights are now the number 2 team in the country, moving up one spot from last week, trailing only the WHL's Regina Pats. At number 3, the Erie Otters. Coming in at number 8 are the Windsor Spitfires, with honorable mention to the Sioux Greyhounds. The OHL top performers of the month for November have been announced. The co-OHL players of the month are teammates Alex DeBrincat and Taylor Radish of the Erie Otters. They both scored 27 points over 12 games last week and steered the Otters to a 9-2-1 record. Also from Erie, it's defenseman of the month Darren Radish, as he picked up 20 points in 12 games. The OHL rookie of the month, Linus Newman of the Kingston Frontenacs, with 10 points in 11 games. And the Vaughn OHL Goaltender of the Month, Tyler Parsons of the London Knights, who posted a 6-0 record with a 1.83 goals against average and .939 save percentage. Meantime, the top academic players of the month of November have also been announced. In the East Division, it's Matthew Strome of the Hamilton Bulldogs. In the Central, Kyle Heitzner of the Barrie Colts. In the Midwest, it's Erie's Cade Robinson. And in the West Division, Hunter Holmes of the Flint Firebirds. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.